Senator Orrin Hatch was at the University of Utah on Thursday for a presentation on advances in genetics research and precision medicine. The event comes before Congress begins its budget negotiations. KUER's Andreas Martin reports.
Scientists at the University of Utah have identified dozens of genes responsible for breast cancer, colon cancer, cardiovascular defects, autism, and numerous rare diseases. Executive Director for the Utah Genome Project, Lynn Jordy, says they're just beginning to translate genetic discoveries into patient-centered medical treatment.
You know, this is at a time when we have such opportunities. There's so many great things we can do, but we have to get the research funding to be able to do it.
Earlier this year, President Obama announced a precision medicine initiative, including a proposed $215 million investment with a $130 million appropriation for the National Institutes of Health. Senator Orrin Hatch, a former medical defense lawyer and chair of the Senate Finance Committee, agrees that it's time to increase NIH funding.
What we've got to do is get the federal budget under control so that we can really support the agencies that really deserve support, like NIH, that could serve such a tremendous role in helping to reduce the cost of health care and bring health to the public like never before.
Utah's Emily Scally says this meeting gives her hope. She had some genetic testing done 2 years ago and found out that she and some members of her family have Lynch syndrome, which means they're more susceptible to a wide range of cancers.
You know, 2 years ago when we found out about this testing, there wasn't as much hope. And so it's great to be part of this and hear what's going on with these different companies and what Senator Hatch can hopefully bring back to Utah.
Now Scally says she gets regular cancer screenings and she plans to have her 5 children tested for Lynch syndrome. Andreas Martin, KUER News.